Hello, girls. I see a lot of excited faces today. As you know, this is the intensive self-defense course class. You will leave here today knowing exactly what to do in case you are attacked by any guy who dares to think about hurting you, or perhaps in a club if they got too close in a way you didn't want them to. But just be warned, a lot of the techniques I will teach you today may leave your attacker in a very compromised state, to say the least. Not to mention the psychological trauma he might go through. Oh, I see a lot of curious and uncomfortable faces. Yes, some of the techniques I will show you might seem a bit gruesome, but believe me, this knowledge may save your life one day. Hey there. Can I help you? This class is strictly for girls only. Oh, I know who you are. You must be Sophie's brother. You want to watch? Sophie, would you mind if we use your brother as our dummy attacker? Not at all, you say? My goodness, what did you do to your sister before coming to class? Oh, no, you can't leave now. The session has already started. If you leave, you will have to pay all the subscription fees. If you become the attack dummy, you'll be exempt. Okay, then? Okay, come on over here. Don't be shy. You will be just fine. Aw, look at you. Have you been working out? And your short tights leave so little to the imagination. Don't be shy, girls. Having him here will make the class way more exciting. Okay, come stand by me. Good boy. Girls, the first thing you need to know for all potential attackers are the weak spots, because that's where we will learn to strike. First off, we have the eyes. One scratch can render your attacker blind. Also, striking the eye can distract the attacker enough to finish your final blow. The next target we have is the nose. Believe me, one punch there with a palm heel strike can be very much enough. But always better to deliver another hit somewhere to finish the fight. Any guesses what the next target is? No? Okay. We have the throat. One accurate punch can very likely keep the attacker breathless. Now, girls, I bet you would like to know the next target. It's the most important target you will learn about today. Don't be shy now, boy. We're all grown-ups here. Open your legs just a little bit. Perfect. The obvious target is the testicles, the most vulnerable organ on a male's body. One simple strike there, and your attacker will be on the ground struggling to get up, which will give you all the time you need to escape. Today, among other things, I will teach you different techniques to strike the attacker's balls from different positions in ways that he will be incapacitated for enough time for you to escape safely. Oh boy, I barely touched you. Don't worry, everything will be just fine. First move. You know, it's quite common. If you're at a party and a guy becomes too touchy-feely and you're not into him, that he tries to grab your arm. Now, this is getting into your personal space. So, you should give him a quick reminder who calls the shots. All right, boy, I want you to go ahead and grab my hands from the side and pull me towards you. You see, girls, as he grabs my hand, I will not pull back as he is stronger, and I will use his pull to generate more force and strike him in the neck with my hands. And while this poor boy here is distracted holding his neck, bam, strike him with your open hands right into the nutsack. Are you okay, boy? Oops. See, girls, I barely touched him and he's on the ground. Imagine if that was a full force strike. Now, the next move is pretty cool and features one of my favorite moves. Well, in a more dangerous situation, if you were walking alone in the street and an attacker might sneak up from behind and grab you, holding you in a bear hug and trying to drag and tackle you to the ground. Now, Common, don't worry, boy. I'll go easy on you this time. Girls, stop laughing. His fears are totally legitimate. Okay, boy. Now, I want you to grab me from behind and hold me in a bear hug, keeping me close to you. Oh, what do we have here? Nothing? It's definitely something, boy. Your cock is almost piercing through my shorts. Yes, that's a penis, all right. See? You're making your sister over there blush. Well, it's okay, girls. Looks like he hasn't gotten laid for a very long time. And to be honest, my yoga shorts aren't helping either. Okay, let's focus here, back to our move. Now, as he is holding me in this bear hug, he's trapping my shoulders, but my hands are free and they are now in a very strategic place. All I need to do now is to move my ass just a little bit to the side and reach with your hands. Grasp those balls in your palms. Try to feel both testicles in the palm of your hand like this. Thanks to this boy's shorts here, it's very easy. And now you will squeeze, twist, and pull as hard as you can, like this. Now, as you can see, this boy here is already squirming and has already let me go. But it's still up to me now. I literally got him by the balls. Oh, honey, crying will not help. Should I let him go, girls? No. Sophie, I should squeeze harder, you say. Man, what have you done to your sister before practice? Okay, that's enough. Any more than that, and I could have caused him some permanent damage. And well, we still need his balls for the next move. Oh, goodness, that was fun, wasn't it, girls? Now, come on, boy, you have been on that floor for quite enough time. What? You need a break? Oh, honey, there's no time for breaks here. There is barely enough time for the next move. Well, how about this? You can help me with this last move, and let's just say my room is here at the end of the corridor. I'll make it up to you. Okay, girls, this will be the last move for today, and it's the most important one. As in, this scenario, the attacker will be on top of you. So unless you act fast, it will be too late. He will get what he wants, and even your life will be in danger. Now, boy, after I lay down, I want you to come on top of me and spread my legs, like you're about to have your way with me. But be warned, if you have another boner, I can make it so that you will never get one again. Just kidding. Or am I? So, as you can see, girls, the attacker is on top of me and I'm pinned to the floor with his legs between mine. It's a very bad situation. and I need to think fast. What you do is you use your legs to wrap them around his waist and put him in a scissor lock. Now he can't move. In a very quick and swift move of my body to the side, taking him with me while he is shocked, I quickly get on top of him, sitting on his chest, trapping his hands between my legs. Now the whole situation has changed, and I'm now in control. From here, I can do anything. Any idea, girls? Looks like there's a consensus that I should go for the testicles. I'm sorry, boy. And serious though, girls. This attacker wanted to rape me. So in this case, you are totally justified to do some real damage in self-defense. And you won't face any charges. And since you have the attacker pinned like this, you can really take your time. Now to really do some damage, you can even take off the attacker shorts. What's wrong, buddy? Your sister hasn't seen you naked before. She seems to be enjoying what she's seeing now. Now, girls, in this case, you can really aim to totally damage your attacker's manhood. You know, so that he won't try and rape any other girls. The best way to do that is to rupture each ball at a time. So as you can see now, I'm grabbing hold of his left testicle with my hand so that it won't escape, and I'm using my thumb and index finger of my right hand. I apply a little pressure. Stop squirming, boy. And if your attacker starts screaming and making noise, you can sit on their face. Kind of like this. Now, with my index finger and thumb, I increase the pressure on his left testicle, doing it full force and almost there. Oh, there goes the left one. Anyone want me to do the right one? Oh, Sophie, you really hate your brother, don't you? Okay. Come here. Okay. Now hold the right testicle with your left hand so it won't escape, and squeeze with your right hand. Yes. Yep. Just like that. Now do it a little harder. Really use that index finger and thumb. Yes. Almost there. Just a little bit more force. Yes. There you go. See? Now you have officially taken away your brother's manhood. Now, girls, as you can see, I have totally overpowered the attacker and took away his most important weapon for good. Now, for you to understand the magnitude of what will happen to this unlucky boy here, I will tell you the science behind it, because he is now suffering from what we call a double testicular rupture. And this swelling you see right here means that the rupture is too big to be fixed, and the contents of his testicles has spilled out in his testicular sac, and he will need to undergo a surgical procedure to have both his testicles removed, also called a double orchiotomy, or in the common tongue, a castration procedure. After this, he will lose his sex drive, erectile function, and his ability to procreate. He might very well develop a feminine voice, lose all his body hair, and gain fat in his chest area and hips. Okay, boy. I know you can't move or speak right now, and you're probably on the verge of fainting. We will go ahead and call an ambulance for you, and my sister is a great surgeon. She's going to take great care of you and do that procedure, okay? But, sorry, I don't think you're in good shape now for our deal. I don't think you'll be able to keep it up. Okay, girls. We'll see you next class. Oh, and, buddy, you still have to pay the subscription fees. Don't worry. It can wait, though, until after your surgery.